We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, there is another Occupy movement here in New York that's growing down at City Hall. Occupy City Hall is a growing encampment of protesters who are demanding changes in funding to the NYPD and toward community services. This is this week we've seen more action on police reform on both the local and national level. We wanted to talk to Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams about reform, not just because of his position in government, but because of his perspective. Adams spent 22 years on the NYPD. I asked him what he thinks about the reform he's seeing.
Well, I think that when you view this journey through the totality of my life, I was arrested as a child at 15 and beat bad by police, and later asked to join the police department. I did not want to be a police officer. I was asked by civil rights leaders to go in and fight from inside. And 22 years of my life went to this moment of reforms. And so when you look at some of the legislative changes that has taken place in the state, the city, and what is proposed in the federal level, it's pieces to a puzzle. It is not the final piece and the only piece. We need to connect all of those pieces together to finally get a true picture of what law enforcement and public safety should look like.
So these specific reforms that were passed, like banning the chokeholds and repealing 50A, which used to keep police records secret, the actual records of police officers, are these measures that will make an impactful difference?
It will make a difference. We're not at the point of impactful difference. We're still on the fringes. For example, I reached out to the mayor and told him that the most powerful position in the city, if not in policing, is a precinct commander. If we allow local community groups to interview precinct commanders before they are assigned to determine if they have the right vision and understanding of the community, you can look at the 50A piece of legislation that would give you the right to see if he has a checkered past.
Are there any reforms for the NYPD that we should be talking about, but we're not talking about right now?
Yes, and we have to really be bold in our thought. We have 30-plus thousand police officers. A significant number of them are carrying out civilian jobs inside. We can decrease the patrol force by allowing police officers just to focus on the jobs they're supposed to do. There's no reason a police officer has to respond to a traffic accident. There's no reason for a police officer to do a parade detail or to go when someone has a heart attack. We need to rethink public safety and policing, and if we don't do it now, we're going to lose the opportunity to do so.
And that's the other question that's coming up right alongside reform, is the defunding the police question, whether we should channel funding away from policing and toward community, poverty, youth measures. What do you think would make a real difference there?
Whenever someone says they want to defund the police, the first thing that we should say after is give us your definition of it. Because if someone is saying defund the police as disbanding a police department, I do not support that at all. Police play a vital role in public safety, and public safety is the prerequisite to prosperity and to live a good life in the city. But what we could do, over the last 4 years, we've had over $1 billion increase in the police budget. I say let's start being proactive and not reactive. What do I mean? Over 40 to 50% of the people who are housed at Rikers Island are dyslexic. 55% have learning disabilities. Many of the people who find themselves involved in law enforcement in a negative way are foster children. If we take some of the money from the police budget and put it into early identification and screening of dyslexia, we will have a substantial impact on those who believe they can't learn and commit crimes. The same thing with learning disabilities and the same thing with foster children. This is a different way of policing, not being reactive but proactive. We spend too much time, as Archbishop Desmond Tutu stated, pulling people out of the river. It's time for us to go upstream and find out why people are falling into the river of law enforcement and prevent them from falling in.
The conversation that protesters are bringing to the forefront now is about how Black and brown communities are policed. I wanted to ask you, is there racism in the NYPD?
Yes, there is, and there are racist practices on how we police in the NYPD. And the real problem is, and people should not mistake the comment that there's racism in the police department, is not saying every man and woman that puts on a blue uniform is a racist. That's not what I'm saying, and I'm sure that's not what many level-headed people are saying. The problem is we have racism in our society. What we must do now is ensure that anyone that is given the two most important rights you could have in America, the right to take life and the right to take liberty, that they are supervised to the highest level. And when they no longer are considered suitable to have this noble profession of protecting people, we need to immediately remove them from the department. We have not been good at doing that. And that slow movement has caused erosion in trust and faith in our police agencies.
When you see the national conversation about racism that is happening now, do you have hope?
Yes, I do. I am a strong believer that the winds of change, they have always been blown by young people, no matter where you look across the entire globe. And I see that energy of our young people, and it gives me a great level of hope. And once you say Black Lives Matter, you lift up the black race, it's only a matter of time before it cascades and lift up the human race, and that's the goal.
That's Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, a man who served 22 years on the NYPD, and his views on police reform.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.